Hey, good afternoon and welcome everyone to Piers Legion Park for Central Minnesota Conference baseball action this afternoon on youaretheresports.com. Sunshine but wind today, but we'll take that trade off any day of the week in this Minnesota spring as the Jaguars of Belgrade Brutinel Rosa are in town. It's their not only conference opener, it's their season opener. Coach Pat Ille is bringing his squad over to open up their 2015 high school baseball campaign. Their opponent, the Piers Pioneers, they are 1-1 on the season. They had a win here against Little Falls, 6-3, and they dropped one at Albany on Friday, 9-3, in a close game, though. Late in that game, it was actually 3-2 in the sixth inning when wheels kind of fell off a little bit for Coach Dan Sayers' squad. So the Jaguars and Pioneers here in CMC baseball action. It's a full slate of action here on this opening day of conference play. It's the start of a busy week for the Pioneers. Thursday, they go over to Holdingford. Friday, they return here against the Foley Falcons. I visited with both head coaches before the ball game here today. Let's visit with the head coach of the Jaguars. His name, Coach Pat Ellis. Joining me on the pregame show, Pat Ellis, he's the coach of the Jaguars of BBE, who are in town today and ready to open up their season. Lots of sunshine, lots of wind here, but Coach, got to be excited to finally get live action for the Jaguar baseball team.
Yeah, this will be our first game outside other than a scrimmage, so looking forward to getting a little live action.
Well, give us a brief preview of what your hopes are for this year's BBE baseball squad.
Well, we lost that big senior group, so we're hoping with a lot of younger players we can at least play some good baseball and put a good team out there and be in the right spot at the right time defensively.
All starts with pitching at any level. What about the arms that you've got available for the Jaguars this year? Who are you going to count on?
Well, you got Jacob Weller, a sophomore returning. We got Jordan Wozmik, senior. And we got a slew of other ones, so we're kind of hoping to lean on them two pretty heavy, kind of to get us some innings and get us ready for some section baseball.
So with that big class leaving last year, the key spots that you need to fill, who are you going to look for leadership that steps into that now big next senior class?
Well, we lost, you know, the shortstop, Goodwin, second base, Schmitz, third base. So we got Tanner Heinches, who fills in at short, and we got Ryan Olmscheid, a sophomore, at second. And catching, we got a freshman, Adam Yeager, in there. So we got a lot of young players. Hopefully we can just play solid.
Bats in the lineup, who are you counting on to deliver the runs and hits for you?
Dalen Bitson, Adrian Belden, Jordan Wozmik, Tanner Heinch is kind of the returning four guys that did some hitting for us last year. So hopefully they can get us on the right track.
Coming up now, what's ahead in the very near future? I would imagine if this is your first game out, it gets pretty busy for you.
Yeah, we have this week that you guys appear on Thursday. We got a big section game with Eden Valley, conference and section. And then on Friday, we play New London Spicer. So three games off the bat, we get them all three in.
CMC, your thoughts on that this year? Who do you peg as the favorites coming in here in this opener for the conference schedule?
Well, I think Piers is always up there. I think Howard Lake, they're usually decent. I mean, the whole conference is actually pretty good. It's just where the ball, the right breaks at the right time to see who prevails.
Well, it's always fun to get things started. Good luck to the Jaguars today, Coach.
Thank you.
All right. Pat Ellis, he's the head coach of BBE.
When's the last time you cuddled up by a warm fire and sipped tea while reading your car insurance policy? You have better things to do than worry about insurance, and no one knows that more than Rosie Prisbilla at Marshick Insurance Agency, your local independent insurance agent. They'll take the time to get to know you because they're part of your community. And by offering personal guidance on insurance for your car, home, and valuables from a wide range of companies like Travelers, they'll help you choose insurance that's just right for you. For a free, no-obligation quote, contact Rosie Prisbilla at Marshick Insurance Agency at 320-632-2328.
Joining me, Dan Sayers, coach of the Pioneers. And Coach, game three, but the Central Minnesota Conference Open. I think the Pioneers had to be considered one of the favorites. And boy, nice to get off to that conference schedule with a win on your home field here.
Yeah, absolutely. Like we talked all season long, or say all preseason, I won't lie, goal number one is to win a conference. And if it's not our goal, then you're kidding yourself. So it starts today, you know, BB team that we split with last year, and we're ready to go. It's a home game. It's a nice day out. You know, we didn't play the greatest on Friday, so we're ready to bounce back today.
But you were in that game with Albany late, 3-2, I think, sixth inning, I hear, and then the wheels kind of fall off, as sometimes happens for young teams.
Yeah, it was. Like Shabuski said, the score doesn't indicate how close the game was. We did some uncharacteristic things, had a few mistakes in the field, hit the ball well, unfortunately, 3 runs didn't show for it, but it wasn't one of our best games we were looking for. But it's early. We still got some things to work out, and hopefully today we can bounce back.
You give the ball to Aaron Weber. He'll make his season debut on the mound. Talk about his pitching.
Aaron's a control pitcher. You know, he's not going to generally go out and strike out 10 to 12 guys, but control pitcher, got a good curveball, fastball that moves pretty well, and we need to play defense behind him. If you do, it's fun to play behind Aaron because he works very quickly and a lot of short innings.
As I look out here, I did the Little Falls game. I didn't do the Albany game, but I see a different lineup out here today. You got Matt Talgis out there. You got Jack Gruber in the field. You got Teddy over at first base.
Yeah, we do. And we talked to the kids. We're going to be rotating lineups here and there. It's sometimes it depends on who's pitching, and quite honestly, we feel we have a number of kids that are capable of playing at this level, and the only way to find out is to get them experience here, and you know, hopefully within the next 2 to 3 weeks we're able to find a lineup that that we can go with. But we have a confidence in a lot of guys that we're throwing out there.
Always interesting. I mean, you're blessed to have Rick Shabluski full-time with you on the bench this year as your assistant here, and you've played a ton of baseball in your life. But talk about how you handle just off the field, just coaching of the pitchers. You know, it's not something you just give a kid a ball and say, here, go pitch. I mean, what are some of the first things you stress for a pitcher at this level, I guess, or maybe at any level, throw strikes first?
Yeah, and honestly, even before that, believe it or not, just command the mound. It sounds crazy, but you know, anybody that's played ball is pitched behind a guy that commands a mound, and we've all pitched behind a guy that just is a little unsure about being there. But when you have a pitcher that is confident on the mound, it makes everybody else around him feel better. But you got to pump strikes, and you have to keep your fielders in play. We stress to our pitchers, work quickly, but don't be in a hurry, because when you work quick and pump strikes, your defense is more apt to make plays behind you. And honestly, and a lot of kids look good in the gym, but until they lace them up with guys on base or bases loaded in a big situation, you don't know what they're made of. So that's why we got games, Rick.
That is Dan Sayre, head coach of the Pioneers, as Aaron Weber delivers strike one to shortstop Tanner Heintjes to get the game started today. And now ball two is low. Where it appears today, the wind is blowing in stiffly from left field. It's 370 to dead center, 305 down the right field line, 310 to left. Swing and a miss on an inside fastball. And it's a ball and two strikes now to the shortstop, Tanner Heintjes. He'll be followed by Dalen Bitson in the lineup for the Jaguars. The 1-2 pitch popped up behind third. Coming over is Gertz, the shortstop, and it's Lane Gertz right at the edge of the grass for the catch, and there's one gone in the top of the first inning. So here's the defensive lineup for the Piers Pioneers and their head coach, Dan Sayre. You've got junior Aaron Weber on the mound. Matt Kummet is behind the plate. At first base today is Teddy Daler. Cody Meyer at second. Here's the pitch, and it's a fly ball hit towards shallow left center. Coming on and diving, that is dropping for a hit. Just off the glove of Jack Gruber in left field. The home plate umpire originally signaled out, but the ball certainly popped out of the mitt of Jack Gruber, who made a valiant head-first diving try out in left, and Jack might be a little shaken up. He looks like he's holding up his left wrist or arm, and Dan Sayre's going out. Boy, you'd hate to see that, with Jack making his first start on his first play, hurt himself. He's showing his left wrist to Coach Sayre, and Jack's going to come out of the ball game. So a tough break for, and we hope that's not a pun. He's not really grimacing in pain or anything, but it's certainly enough to get him out of the ball game. So going into left field to replace Jack Gruber will be Colton Eichens. Eichens into left for Gruber. Let's set the left side of the field. It's Lane Gertz at short, and getting the start at third is Matt Talgis. They're going to try and get some ice here for Jack Gruber. It looks like a left hand or wrist injury there on a diving try. So Bitson with a fly ball single is at first base for the Jaguars. In the outfield for BBE, it's now Colton Eichens in left. Noah Bozer in center. Nick Harold is in right. And at the plate, left-handed hitting Jordan Wozmik, the left fielder. And he takes a strike. And if I'm not mistaken, either the paint scheme or something, it looks like he's swinging a wood bat, doesn't it, Jerry? It almost looks like Wozmik swinging a wood bat up there. Here's a throw softly by Weber over to first with Teddy Daler holding the runner on. The coach, Pat Illies, is coaching at third. Jaguars in blue, the royal blue jerseys, gray pants, gray sleeves, blue batting helmets. As Dalen Bitson gets his lead at first base. One on, one out, Jaguars in the visiting first. Ground ball second could be two. Meyer to Gertz at second for one. The relay to Daler is a little late. And just beating it out, Wozmik, and maybe the benefit of being a left-handed hitter allowed him to get that one step he needed to beat the relay throw. Ball kind of died going through the grass a little bit, maybe not as sharp hit as I thought. So now the Jaguars will send up their designated hitter, Adrian Belden. And Weber zips a strike in. So it'll be credit of fielder's choice 4-6 for Wozmik. Bitson erased off the bases for the second out. And now at first is Wozmik, and Belden, the DH, is the hitter. He bats for the catcher, Ryan Olmscheid. At ball is low. He, like Wozmik, swinging a wooden bat. His is the pink barrel cancer bat that have become kind of in vogue over the last couple of years. That one's low. Good stop by Matt Cummett. Sliding to his right. So the right-handed hitting designated hitter, Adrian Belden, with a man at first and two outs from the set. Weber, fastball, fly ball, center field. Bozer retreating, has room, reaches up, makes the catch, and that's all for Belgrade Bruton El Rosa. No runs on a hit, and one man left on base. We've played a half an inning here at Piers Legion Park on a great day for baseball. We'll meet the Pioneers when we come back on You Are Their Sports.
Spring has hopefully sprung, and we are celebrating with great Verizon wireless deals. Hi, this is Sarah from Design Electronics Radio Shack, your Verizon authorized wireless retailer. Maybe it's time to do a little spring cleaning with your smartphone and upgrade to the latest devices, like the Droid Turbo by Motorola or the Samsung Galaxy Note 4. Come into Design Electronics Radio Shack on the east side of Little Falls and get your new Verizon wireless phone today.
New two-year activation, upgrade, early termination, and other fees may apply. Coverage
details.
Hi,
this is Brenda from Becker's Screen Printing and Design in Piers. Mitch and I would like to thank our loyal customers from the past 9 years and invite new clients to discover how we can help you. We provide quality garments with friendly service and are here to help you every step of the way. Bring in your logo or have us design one for you. We provide screen printing and embroidery on small orders such as parties and family reunions, as well as large orders for businesses, events, and athletic organizations. We provide a wide variety of garments, t-shirts, polo shirts, sweatshirts, burnouts, jackets, and more. Stop in or call Mitch or Brenda today at the clothesline and Becker's Creek.
We're at Piers Legion Park, where the Jaguars of Belgrade Bruton El Rosa now in the field for the first time, and Jacob Weller gets the start today for Coach Pat Illies, a right-hander warming up, and his counterpart doing the catching for BBE is Ryan Olmscheid. Nope, I'm sorry. The catcher, Adam Yeager. Sometimes, depending on the lineup sheets that I'm handed, different manufacturers of lineup companies put the position on one side of the sheet and their uniform number on the other, and sometimes it's reversed, and if I assume, I'm wrong oftentimes. So it's Yeager catching. And leading off for the Pioneers, their shortstop, Lane Gertz. And it's ball one low. No score, bottom of the first inning. Gertz followed by the pitcher, Aaron Weber. Up and away, 2-0. Noah Bozer will bat in the third spot, followed by catcher Matt Cummett. Hitting fifth is the second baseman, Cody Meyer. Teddy Baylor hits sixth and plays first. High again, 3-0 now. Batting seventh will be today's designated hitter, David Skiba. David is now batting for Colton Eichens in left after Jack Gruber saw all of, four pitches of action in the game. Up and in, ball four, and Gertz is aboard on a walk to start the ball game. Jack Gruber started in left field. Second batter of the game hit a shallow high pop-up behind short, and Gruber came in, made a head-first diving attempt, did not catch the ball, but came up with what looks like an injured wrist on the play, his left wrist. And he had to leave the game, and Colton Eichens into his spot. So here's the pitcher now, Weber, and he gets brushed back. One ball, five straight, onto the strike zone for number five, Jacob Weller. And he's facing uniform number five, Aaron Weber. From the set, Gertz aboard at first. And there's one on the inside corner. Chad McGraw is our ball and strike umpire today. And on the bases, Pat Goldenuck. Playing up at third base is Zach Schmitz. The set by Weller. Gertz is running. The pitch is inside. The throw to second is offline and skips into center field. It'll be a stolen base for Gertz. Boy, on target throw, and that's a close play. But the ball, I think, kind of tailed into that wind, and that wind blowing in very strong from left, and I certainly think that affected the throw from the catcher, Yeager, as it tailed all the way behind the back of the runner, Gertz. It's two balls and a strike to Weber with Bozer on deck. Weller misses high, 3-1. Cole Arsenault is at first base for the Jaguars. At second is Ryan Olmscheid. The shortstop, Tanner Heinches. Good fastball from Weller. He burned the corner there, and it's a full count to Aaron Weber. 3-2. Nobody out, bottom of the first. And Zach Schmitz is at third. In the outfield from left field, it's Jordan Wozmik in center, Dalen Bitson, and Tanner Halverson in right. And on the mound, Jacob Weller. Fly ball, left field. It's going to hang up a long time. Easily getting to the ball is Bitson in left center. And that's the first out recorded by right-hander Jacob Weller. You're not going to pull anything out of here today, that's for sure. A blast off the bat might make it about 30 yards into the outfield and left today. That's how strong that wind is. Here's a left-handed hitting Noah Bozer now. Right side of the infield pretty open over there as Olmscheid cheating near the bag to hold the runner close, and Weller hits his spot on the outside corner, 0-1. Gertz led off with a walk, stole second. He's there now with one out after a fly to center field by Weber. One out, bottom of the first. Pioneers looking for their first hit. Jaguars picked up a fly ball single in their half of the first, up high. 1-1, Matt Cummett, catcher on deck for Piers. There's JV softball today. Swanville is in town. There's a drive to right center. That ball is a rocket. That ball is one hop off the fence. That will score Gertz. And motoring to second, he's going to pick up the sign. He's going to try for three, and Noah is going to have a triple. Boy, did he blast that ball. Right to the base of the 345 sign. Bozer with a rocket to right center. And it's 1-0 Pioneers. An RBI triple for Bozer. And that will bring up Piers catcher Matt Cummett batting in the four spot. Another lefty. The JV game going on the field just beyond left field here. Infield is drawn in now for the Jags. And Weller delivers high, ball one. So the leadoff walk has come home for Piers in their half of the first. On deck is Cody Meyer. Here's the 1-0 fastball, and on the corner, strike one. When Weller locates, he's got good velocity on the fastball. He's a harder thrower than Weber, but right now, that walk has hurt him. He grooved one, and there's a base hit to left. That would have been caught by Heinches at a normal shortstop depth, but with the infield in, it dropped right over his head. An opposite field RBI single, and it's 2-0. He got jammed, but off the handle, but Matt able to fist it into left to drive in a run. And now Ethan Lochner is going into courtesy run at first. Lochner for Kummet. And now the senior second baseman, Cody Meyer, stands in. So two runs in the bottom of the first for the Pioneers off Jacob Weller. Again, this is the first game of the year for the Jaguars. It's the third for the Pioneers. Fouled at the plate. Back to the screen. A strike as Meyer went up aggressively swinging. Teddy Daler will follow. Now the infield plays double play depth up the middle. Heinches at short. Olmscheid at second. Hoping for a ground ball to get out of this inning. That one is left down by Meyer to even the count at 1-1. Piers and Belgrade, Brutinel Rosa. The Jaguars have Eden Valley Watkins on Thursday, New London Spicer on Friday. Piers likewise has Thursday and Friday. There's an errant throw on the pickoff to first, and Lochner will motor to second base. That was to the home plate side and a little high, but I certainly think a catchable ball there by the first baseman, Arsenault, just ticked off the glove, and the courtesy runner, Lochner, goes to second on the error. So Lochner at second with one out. Two runs are in. And Weller's fastball popped up. That's going to get pushed out of play with that wind. Arsenault over up against the fence. Boy, it didn't make it out of the field of play by much, though, did it? Boy, that one by about 2-3 feet dropped beyond the reach of Arsenault at first. So it's a 1-2 count now to Cody Meyer. Piers 2, Belgrade, Brutinel Rosa nothing. We're in the bottom of the first, one out. Here's a breaking ball, grounded up the middle. Olmscheid, oh, that took a hop into center field. Lochner had to hold up, and now he will motor into third. Boy, that is going to be a base hit for Cody Meyer. And it was Olmscheid going to backhand the bag, a ball near the second base bag, and as it kind of went off the lip of the grass, all of a sudden a little hop, and it skittered into center field. That is the third straight hit for Piers off Weller, and they've got runners at the corners for Teddy Daler. Daler, right-handed hitting first baseman. Ready, there goes the runner at first, and it's to the screen. Here comes Lochner to the plate. It's 3-0. A wild pitch, and the runner going to third is Meyer. So Lochner scores on a wild pitch, and going first to third was Meyer. Cody was breaking on the pitch, but he won't get a stolen base. Runner at third, and the Jaguars opt and see, right? The right side of their infield is in. Heinches is deep, though it's short. There's a swing and a miss. Looked like a slider or some kind of breaking pitch from Weller. It's 1-1. There's a foul ball lifted out of play by Teddy. 1-2 now. You wonder if Heinches is playing deep because what happened last time with Matt Kummet at the plate. He came in with a runner at third and ended up having one drop behind him for a base hit. There's a snapping curveball in for called strike three. And Weller's got his first strikeout of the ballgame as he retires Daler looking for the second out. And that'll bring up Piers' designated hitter, David Skiba. Two down, a runner at third, three runs in for the Pioneers. Skiba takes it inside at the knees, ball one. He's the seventh batter of the inning to face Jacob Weller. Outfield straight away. Fielder Wozmik in maybe a step and fought off foul through the third base coaching box. It's a ball and a strike now. If Skiba keeps the inning alive, right fielder Nick Harold is due up, and then the third baseman Matt Taugis to round out the Piers batting order this afternoon. Here's Weller's pitch. Roller foul again. One ball, two strikes to David Skiba. Jerry, 1-2. Here is Weller trying to get out of this inning with no more damage. Here's the breaking ball. That is just foul. He stroked that one, and it just hooked past the third base bag foul. What's that? So a sharply hit ground ball there, but just foul by David Skiba, who bats for Colton Eichens now in the DH spot. Ground ball right side, glove by the pitcher. Weller will flip it over to Arsenault, and that ends the inning. But a good first inning for the Pioneers. They put together three consecutive hits. They score three runs on three hits. An RBI triple by Noah Bozer. Matt Cummett with an RBI single. A wild pitch brought another run home. And after one full at Legion Park and Piers, it's the Pioneers 3, the Jaguars 0 on You Are Their Sports.
The Piers Pioneers have built a solid foundation of excellence with hard work, teamwork, and dedication to their craft. To help you get your foundation off to a solid start, contact Gertz Concrete in Piers. With a wide range of services available like sidewalks, driveways, garage floors, patios, steps, and so much more, contact Darren or Calvin today to get started at 320-360-2212. Gertz Concrete wants to say good luck, Pioneer.
Some insurance companies don't know beans about farming. The staff at Schomer Insurance, however, has years of experience dealing with the complex protection needs of farmers. Schomer Insurance has protected farm families with quality farm mutual insurance for years. We back up our broad insurance coverages with friendly local service. Call Schomer Insurance today at 468-2525 to receive farm insurance from someone who will be here when you need them and discover the many benefits of working with a local insurance company.
Leading off in the top of the second inning for Belgrade Brutnell Rosa, their first baseman, Cole Arsenault, right-handed hitting first baseman, stands in against Aaron Weber. It's Piers 3, BBE 0, top of the second underway. Weber gave up a fly ball single in the first. Misses low ball one. He got Tanner Heintjes to pop to short. Dalen Bitson singled. Wozniak bounced into a second to short fielder's choice. And then a fly ball to center by Belden ended the inning. Inside. 2-0. Aaron Weber from the wind. The lanky junior right-hander. Fastball, foul tip. 2-1 the count. Tanner Halverson is on deck. He is the right fielder. And the 2-1 offering. Breaking ball up, letter high and inside. 3-1 now to Arsenault. Zach Schmitz will bat third this inning, the third baseman. Low and, oh no, inside corner at the knees, called a strike. Arsenault thought he had ball four. He was three steps down the line to first base, but brought back by Chad McGraw, our umpire today. Payoff pitch now. The 3-2 offering Weber to Arsenault. Fastball, ground ball, left side. Taugis cleanly at third, across to Daler, one away. One down. Matt Taugis starting at third with a fine play. No surprise, he's young, but he's the starting shortstop for St. Matthias in amateur ball, so he certainly is capable out there in the field, and he showed nice glove work there, going a step to his left. Now batting the right fielder, Tanner Halverson. He goes after the first pitch, lifts a shallow fly, and Eichens dives, and he can. That's almost identical to the play that cost Jack Gruber his spot in the field in the first inning. Another fly ball single by Halverson. And that one just eluded the diving Colton Eichens. Both hits have been little fly balls into left field. And now the third baseman, Zach Schmitz, will bat. Daler holds short lead by Halverson, and Weber's fastball called a strike. The pitcher, Jacob Weller, now on deck. From the set position, here is Weber pausing at the belt. And a bunt foul. Ball was elevated in the strike zone, and Schmitz got underneath it and flipped it back to the screen. So it's an 0-2 count. Piers 3, Belgrade, Brutinel, Rosa, Pioneers with 3 runs on 3 hits in their half of the first. They're now out hitting BBE 3-2 following the one-out single by Halverson. Two strikes to Schmitz. There's a rope foul down to the bullpen in the left field corner. Still 0-2. One on, one out for Belgrade Brutinel Rosa in their season opener. That pitch is outside. Ball and two strikes. I mentioned this is the conference opener, and it's a full schedule today in CMC play. The other games, you've got Holdingford, the Pioneers' next opponent. The Huskers are home today against Eden Valley Watkins. Rockford is going to Maple Lake, and Kimball's at Howard Lake Waverly Winstead. Breaking ball, a little inside. 2-2 the count now to Schmitz. And Weber deals, and it's one foul down the right field line. So two balls, two strikes to third baseman Zach Schmitz, batting in the number 7 spot in the order. The wind and the pitch. In the dirt, did he check? They're going to appeal, and Pat Goldeneck, the base ump, says no, he did not offer. So, it's now a full count to Schmitz. As that looks like Matt Kummet got dinged up. He has shedded the catching mask and glove and bent over. As I think he may have caught that. It was a breaking ball in the dirt. And he got a bad hop there. So, the Pioneers, who scored 3 in the first, have that lead right now. Pierce back in conference action Thursday with a key one at Holdingford. And then Friday, Foley comes over here. So, as Coach Sayre was talking in the pregame, it's really, although they've played 2 games, the way baseball is structured, you don't really get into the feel that you're in the season until you're playing 2-3 games a week. And that is really the first full week of baseball for the Pioneers, a 3-game schedule for both of these squads. Cummins ready to go again with one out, runner on first. In softball action today, Rockford is at Maple Lake. Holdingford's at Eden Valley Watkins. Kimball and Howard Lake, Waverly Winstead are playing a doubleheader today in Kimball. Pioneers are playing JV softball against Swanville. Swanville doesn't have a varsity team, and such is the case as well for BBE. They, for several years now, have not fielded a varsity softball squad. That pitch is high, and a good at-bat by Schmitz. He was behind in the count, 0-2, ends up walking. So it's first and second for the pitcher, Jacob Weller. 2 on, 1 out for Belgrade Brutinel Rosa in the top of the second inning here in Piers. Daler will play behind the runner now at first, and a fastball is fouled off the end of the bat, straight back to the screen, 1 strike. Pioneer girls golf team is in action tomorrow. It's a Central Minnesota Conference invite. That's played at Whispering Pines, which is the Maple Lake home course. The boys' golf team is in action Thursday, and that's at Kimball. That pitch is low. Dug out by Kummet, 1-1. Two on, one out. Softball team's at Holdingford on Thursday as well for the Pioneers, so they'll send a couple of buses over. That one is low. 2-1. So Weber struggling with control a little bit here. Fell behind or got ahead 0-2 to Schmitz. Ended up walking him. Now he's behind 2-1 to Weller. And when he's missed low, in most often in the dirt. 2-1 breaking pitch up and in, 3-1. On deck, the catcher, Adam Yeager. Piers with 3 in the first. Jaguars, first time today they've had multiple runners on base. First and second. The leadoff batter in this inning, Arsenal, grounded to third. And he puts another man on. He missed inside with a knee-high fastball. Back-to-back walks following the fly ball single have loaded the bases. To third, Halverson. Schmitz to second. Weller to first. And that brings up the catcher, Adam Yeager. We're going to get a courtesy runner, though, first of all, for the pitcher. It'll be Sam Coleman to run. Coleman, courtesy running at first for Weller. I'm going to assume that that's the younger brother. Remember a couple of years ago, they had a really fine young running back named Austin Coleman. I'm assuming they're brothers. There's an opposite field fly to left near the line. That's trouble, and it's in. Base hit. That gets the Jaguars on the board. They're going to have a play at third, and they called him safe. Wow. Oh, boy, I thought the relay throw to Tau just got the runner at third. And Dan Sayers coming out to ask base umpire Pat Goldenick, what did you see there? I think Coach Sayers might ask umpire Goldenick, ask your partner if he saw what you saw. Now they are going to get together.
I think he was anticipating a tag on instead of a force on.
Yes.
So, okay, the referees have gotten together, and it's good to see that Pat Illy is the third base coach. He agrees. He goes, yep, that's. He just shook his head in the affirmative. Yep, that's the right way to do it.
I think he's anticipating it should be a tag.
So, it'll go as a fielder's choice RBI for the batter, Yeager. 6-5, I believe it was Gertz that retrieved the ball and made the throw to Tauges, covering the bag at third to force out Zach Schmitz. That's the second out. And scoring on the play was Halverson to make it 3-1. The batter is Tanner Heinches. Popped to short, his only time up, leading off the ball game. Dug out of the dirt. Bases are first and second now. Coleman at first. Actually, Yeager at first. Coleman at second. There's a ground ball, but four hops to Gertz. He'll go the short way to Meyer covering the bag. And that's all for the Jaguars. But they get a run. Their first of the year on a hit. Helped up by a couple of walks. They strand two after 1.5. It's Piers 3, BBE 1 on You Are There Sports.
Hello, Pioneer fans. This is Dalton Brzezinka, a senior at Piers High School. The Piers Activities Department would like to thank all of the coaches, volunteer coaches, workers, and fans that helped make all of the seasons successful so far. We would also like to thank all the sponsors and businesses that took out ads in our sports brochure for their continued support in Pioneer Athletics. With the spring sports season in full swing, we encourage all of you to get out and check out the action. Our student athletes will work very hard to represent our school and the community in a first-class style. So come out and support these boys and girls this spring. It is also great entertainment. Go Pioneers.
For building projects large and small, see the good people at Bob's Lumber and Supply in Piers. They offer computerized drafting and 3D design, material estimating, paint, hardware, and for those building projects, whether it's that new home you've been dreaming of, an addition, garage, ag buildings, or remodeling, Bob's Lumber and Supply in Piers should be your first stop. Visit their website at bobslumber.com. Bob's Lumber and Supply says, go Pioneers!
We go to the home half of the second inning. The score, Piers 3, Belgrade, Brutinel Rosa 1. And leading off will be right fielder Nick Harold, followed by Matt Tauges, the third baseman, and then shortstop Lane Gertz. 8-9-1 in the order for the Pioneers, wearing black jerseys, gray pants, white letters trimmed in red. First pitch, swing and a pop-up. Shallow center, Heinches going out and it drops, a base hit. Boy, that's probably a better chance for the center fielder to come in. And Heinches, a tough play, but he called off Bitson in center and probably a mistake. You'd like your center fielder to take charge on those. A lot easier making a play coming in than going out. And it'll be a fly ball single for Nick Harold. And that'll bring up Matt Taugis, left-handed hitting third baseman. He squares, pulls back, it's a strike, throw one hop to second, two hops to second, not in time. Stolen base for Nick Harold. So, one strike to Taugis, a runner at second, it's the second stolen base of the ball game. Lane Gertz stole the base in the first. Cody Meyer was running in the first, but ended up going to third on a when the pitch delivered was a wild pitch. And now we'll see if Taugis is asked to bunt again here. Nope, that one's high. Ball and a strike. The top of the order, Gertz is on deck. Piers got three the first time they faced Weller. A lot of room in right center. That pitch delivered outside. 2-1. 29 pitches in the first inning for Jacob Weller. Piers had three runs on three hits. One extra base hit, Noah Bozer with a gap triple to right center to drive in the game's first run. Here's the breaking ball, slides outside. 3-1 to the number nine hitter, Matt Taugis. And if you're Pat Illies, you're saying, well, this guy was willing to give himself out for an out. And, you got to get an out here. But now he's behind 3-1, and he delivers a strike. 3-2. Three and two to third baseman Matt Taugis. We saw Michael Myers start the ball game here against Little Falls. Taugis in the lineup. Coach Sayers said, we feel we have a lot of guys that can play different positions, and we're going to rotate guys in and out of the lineup. And today it's Taugis at third, and there's ball four. So that's a good at-bat for Matt. It's first and second, nobody out, top of the order. Shortstop Lane Gertz walked, stole a base, and scored on the Bozer triple in the first. Piers 3, BBE 1, top or bottom of the second here at Piers Legion Park. Good lead at first. Short lead at second. There's a fly ball down the right field line. I don't think that'll be caught. It drops. Down the line in foul territory. Trio of Jaguars, Ohmscheid, Arsenal, and Halverson converging. Nobody could get to it. One strike to Gertz. Denny, have you had to mow yet? Just to clean it up a little bit? You have? Okay. Thatched and mowed. Two on, nobody out. Good hitter up there in Lane Gertz. He squares, and he takes it inside. Ball one. Pioneers look like they had a play on almost. 1-1. Very strong wind in from left field. It's 3-10 down the line. I don't think we're going to see anything out of the ballpark to left. Bolzer, if he would have got some elevation, he would have hit his out. There's a strike delivered. 1-2 now to Gertz. The way Noah tagged that ball, if he got that one up, maybe another 20 feet up in the air, maybe into that wind, it would have carried it a little bit, but it one-hopped the 345 sign in right center. There's a fly ball to center. Bitson coming on, makes the catch. Throw comes into second, and that's the first out of the inning. Dalen Bitson tracking one down. And it'll bring up Pioneer pitcher Aaron Weber. Again, the Jaguar infield. Catcher Adam Yeager, Cole Arsenault at first base, at second Ryan Ohmscheid, Tanner Heinches is the shortstop, and over third Zach Schmitz. There's a foul ball lifted out of play over the first base dugout. Weber is 0-1. He flew out to Bitson in the first inning in center field. First and second, one out now, following the Gertz fly to center. Here's the set and the pitch. Line drive, center field, will it hang up? No, it's one hop. Each runner will move up a base, and they're loaded. Weber with a solid knock to center. A ringing single. Harold to third, Touges to second. Pioneers second hit this inning, their fifth of the ball game. And here's Bolzer in a key spot. He tripled his first time up, and he's got the bases loaded here. The coach, Pat Illy, steps out of the dugout, and he is waving in Jordan Wozmik to come in. And there's an opposite field fly down the line in left. Long run, Wozmik. That is a fair ball down the line. The throw is now brought in, and it's an RBI single. Bowser inside out swing, drops it just inside the line in left, and coming home, Nick Harold to make it 4-1. Touges to third, Weber to second. And Noah Bowser is 2-for-2 and driven in two today. And now Matt Kummet. Matt with an RBI single over the drawn-in shortstop, Heintjes, in the first. Bases remain loaded with one out, and this is a real tough part of the order here for Weller. Ground ball back up the middle. Olmshey to Heintjes for one. To first to Arsenal. Double play. Nicely turned by the Jaguars to get out of a big jam. 4-6-3. The Jaguar defense looked in midseason form there. And Weller gets out of that inning, only giving up a run against the heart of the order with the bases loaded. Pioneers get one run. They had three hits. And they leave two men on base. We've played two innings. It's now Piers 4, Belgrade, Brutnell Rosa 1.
If you're looking for concrete work in central Minnesota, contact Premium Concrete of Piers. Premium Concrete is a small concrete company that does residential, agricultural, and light commercial concrete work. It's owned and operated by Chris Young and Matt Seppelt, and together they have 17 years of combined experience in the concrete industry. They're a full-service company doing footings, block, floors, driveways, sidewalks, patios, steps, and specializing in decorative concrete. They pride themselves on providing premium service and quality work. Call Matt or Chris. Chris's number is 292-9635, or Matt's number is 293-2893, or visit them on the web at www.premiumconcretemn.com.
This is Andrew Hattrich from Select Therapy. If you need physical therapy, look no further than our clinic right here in Piers. We are locally owned and physical therapist owned, enabling our staff to provide the exact care you need when you need it. We treat everything from orthopedic injuries, post-surgical rehab, mobility and balance training, and neck and back pain. We are open Monday through Friday, offer a convenient schedule, and work with all major insurance companies. Stop by our clinic in the Horizon Health Building or give us a call at 468-0183 to see why Select Therapy is your first choice for physical therapy.
The Insurance Shop, with offices in Piers and Foley, would like to ask you these simple questions. Are you adequately covered in the event that you're involved in an auto accident? What are your limits of liability? If you're injured or cause injury, are you covered? What members of your household are covered? Are you maximizing your savings under your current policy? For answers to these questions and more, contact the Insurance Shop. Ron works with 15 different auto companies, so he's able to find you the best policy to fit your auto insurance needs. In the Piers area, call him at 468-6177, and in the Foley area, give him a call at 968-6217. The Insurance Shop, your independent insurance agent, a proud supporter of our local student athletes.
Leading off the top of the third for the Jaguars is their center fielder, Dalen Bitson. 4-1, Piers with the lead over BBE as Aaron Weber begins his third inning. And he zips a fastball in across for strike one. 28th pitch for Weber. No strikeouts, two walks. He's given up a run, two hits. Both hits little fly ball singles to left. Check swing, strike two called. 0-2. It's 2-3-4 in the order. That's Dalen Bitson, Jordan Wozmik, and Adrian Belden. Not to be confused with Adrian Beltre. Ground ball through the hole left side. A nice piece of hitting there on 0-2. Bitson singles. He's 2-for-2. A leadoff hit. And it'll bring up left fielder Jordan Wozmik. Wozmik grounded out into a force out at second. Second to short. Meyer to Gertz in the first inning. So a leadoff hit here. Hits in every inning now for the Jags. Throw to first, and Daler at 6-4 still has to jump to get that one. The hits now, two for Bitson, one for Halverson. See what the lefty Wozmik is asked to do. It's a letter-high strike, 0-1. Right-hander Aaron Weber facing the left-handed hitting Wozmik. Good basketball player for the Jaguars. Playing up right on the edge of the grass, Touges at third. Daler holds, swing and a miss. Big, long, looping swing comes up empty. It's 0-2 to the Jaguar left fielder. Nick Harold in right, center fielder Bozer, and Eichens in left. Jack Gruber started left on the second batter of the game for BBE. Hit a shallow fly. Jack dove and came up with what looked like an injured wrist. Colt Eichens was put into the lineup in left. He's being DH'd for by David Skiba. Throw to first, back is the runner Bitson. 4-1, Piers with the lead, top of the third. The 0-2, swing fouled off the end of the bat. Right back to the screen. Piers against Belgrade Bruton El Rosa today. Piers goes to holding for it Thursday. We'll have that one for you, as well as the Friday game with Foley back here. In the dirt, good stop by Kummet, 1-2. Pioneers with three in the first and one in the second. Jaguars got their run in the second inning on a fielder's choice, brought a run home. Swing and a miss, and Weber's got his first strikeout of the game. He sends Wozmik back to the dugout. One out, and it brings up the designated hitter, Adrian Belden. Belden flew out to Bozer in center field to end the first inning. 0-1 today. Here's the first Weber pitch. Ground ball sharply hit cleanly into left. Base hit. Belden, a tomahawk-type swing. Is that ball up in the zone, and Belden driving it. A lot of batters going after first pitch offerings here from both teams today. There have not been a lot of deep counts. Second hit of the inning. Second and third, or first and second for the Jaguars now. The batter becomes Cole Arsenault, the first baseman. Daler will play behind the runner. And Weber delivers, and it's in for a strike to the Belgrade Bruton El Rosa first baseman, Cole Arsenault. A strike. Straight away, but in for the outfield here with the wind conditions. Both men on base reaching with clean singles. There's a ball low, 1-1. There's a tapper off the plate and foul up the walkway from the third base dugout side. It's 1-2 now to the right-handed hitting Arsenault. Four hits for the Jaguars, all singles against Weber. The two this inning have been much more solidly hit than the two fly ball singles to left. Slider outside, just missed his spot. 2-2. On deck, Halverson, the right fielder. Two balls, two strikes. Two on, one out. Little bit low, full count. Weber has walked two. Daler playing behind the runner at first. Gertz maybe a step up the middle at shortstop. Also squeezed in the middle, Cody Meyer at second. Here's the payoff, and instead it's a step off by the pitcher, Aaron Weber. we don't have to wait too long for the rematch in this round-robin conference schedule between these two teams. As a fastball outside, and they're loaded. Bitson will go to third. Belden to second, and Arsenault aboard with a walk. And the batter now is right fielder Tanner Halverson. Piers will play at BBE in Arosa on the 28th. So 2 weeks from tomorrow. Let's hope we only have to make one trip to El Rosa this year, unlike last. There's a fastball in for a strike. Halverson singled and scored the Jaguar run in the second inning. Last year we went to BBE, got there, and it started raining, and we never did start the ball game, and then came back the next day and played. Everyone skips away. Comet, though, holds it close enough, and the runners hold their spots, 1-1. Yes, we did. And Comet again bore the brunt of a pitch in the dirt. Ball and a strike. Threat brewing here for the Jaguars. They're down 4-1, but one swing certainly would reel that score in. Right-handed hitting Halverson. A single and a run in the second inning. Piers 4, Jaguars 1. The pitch up high. Two balls and a strike to Halverson. On deck, Zach Schmitz. Standing atop the mound, Aaron Weber looks in for the side, and he delivers a breaking ball. That hit him. He hit him in the side, and that'll bring home a run. Bitson scores 4-2, and they're still loaded. That'll be an RBI for Halverson the hard way. Zach Schmitz becomes the batter, and before he bats, Dan Sayre, the coach of the Pioneers, headed out to visit on the mound. It's 4-2 now. So, Coach Sayre, quick visit to the mound, heads back to the dugout. Infielders head back to their positions. They are still loaded. The tying run now at second base. The runner at third is Adrian Belden. Cole Arsenault at second. The runner at first now is Halverson. And the batter's the third baseman, Zach Schmitz. Schmitz walked in the second. He was forced out on the fly ball that dropped down the line in left that chased home the first run, and he had to hold up wondering if it was going to be caught. He ended up being forced at third on that play. There's a strike. Maybe a little bit high, but called a strike there. 0-1 to Schmitz. Bases loaded. One out, a run in for the Jaguars to make it 4-2. Piers here in the third. A wind in the pitch. High, above the shoulders. A ball and a strike to the third baseman, Schmitz, wearing number 13. And the wind by the junior Weber. Fastball roped down the line and left. That'll get one home. And Eichens knocks it down. The runner at third is held by Coach Illies. And it's 4-3. Belden scores. Arsenault to third. Halverson to second. Schmitz at first with an RBI single. And the Jaguars are within a run. And it brings up the pitcher, Jacob Weller. Weller walked in the first, or in the second inning. His first time up. Infield up at the corners, double play depth up the middle. Daler on the grass, Touges on the grass. Nub back to the right side, and this is going to be trouble. Daler will come home, and they get a force. That's the only play they had, as it kind of squirted off the end of the bat, and it got by Aaron Weber, the pitcher, and Daler, who was playing up, got the out at home. Fielder's choice, 3-2. On the play, Arsenault forced out for out number two. And we get a courtesy runner. That'll be Coleman back out there to courtesy run for Weller at first base. The batter is Adam Yeager, the catcher. He drove in a Jaguar run with a fly ball fielder's choice down the line and left. His only time up, takes it high, ball one. Pierce 4, BBE 3, top of the third, the diminutive Adam Yeager at the plate. Here's the wind in the pitch. Fastball spins him away. Snap throw to first, and he's got to be out. He never got back to the bag. Boy, they need to talk about that one. That runner at Coleman was never on the bag. Daler took the snap throw, and he kind of almost hyperextended his knee, reaching for the throw behind the runner. And from up here, you could see that Coleman had never got back to the bag. There was all kind of space between the runner Coleman and base. Clearly was not back of the bag. So for the second time, the umpires will get together. And it was just a play where he had to go to field the ball. It's not like he put a knee down to stop him or block him. It was in the act of catching the ball that Coleman slid back into Daler right about knee high, and that's what prevented Coleman from getting back to the bag because the throw was to the second base side, drawing Teddy off first and inadvertently blocking the path of the runner back to first, and he was clearly not back to first base but ruled safe by the umpire on the bases, and I think that's the call that's going to stand. Coach Sayre heads back to the dugout, and the at-bat continues. So it's a 2-0 count to Yeager. Weber delivers a strike, 2-1. Bases are loaded here in the third. Yeager, the number 9 batter at the plate, a 2-1 count. Wind and the pitch by Aaron Weber. Opposite field, down the line, base hit. This game is tied on an RBI opposite field single by Yeager. Coming home to score is Halverson, and it's 4-4 with a 3-run third for BBE. On the play, Zach Schmitz now at third. Sam Coleman goes to second, and Yeager dumps the RBI single to left. He's driven in two. Now the top of the order, the shortstop, Tanner Heintjes, takes ball one. He is the 9th batter of the inning for the Jaguars. On-deck batter Dalen Bitson started this inning with a base hit. Fastball inside, 2-0. Four hits in the inning, a walk, and a hit batter. Fastball, swing and a miss. 2-1 now. Heintjes has popped to short and grounded to short. 0-2 against Weber. So we start afresh. 4-4 tie now. Opposite field flip foul back out of play. And a count evens 2-2 to shortstop Tanner Heintjes. Boy, that call at first helping tie this game up. Here's the 2-2 delivery from Weber to Heintjes. Swing and a miss, got him. But the Jaguars bat around. They score 3 runs on 4 hits, and they strand 3. We'll head to the bottom of the third. It's now Pierce 4, Belgrade, Brutnell Rosa 4.
Hello, Pioneer sports fans. I'm Dave Fisher with RE/MAX Central. I'd like to take this opportunity to talk to you about a home I recently listed in Piers. This is a 3-story, 4-bedroom, 3-bath home located on a corner lot. This home features a 3-stall garage, underground sprinkler system, and a pond in the backyard. For more information on this home or any other home you might be interested in, give me, Dave Fisher, a call at 320-232-7771.
There's a new take on mobile technology. With the Hopper, you can watch all your live and recorded TV anywhere. Transfer most of your DVR recordings to your iPad with the Hopper transfer feature. And check out the Explorer app that lets you interact with your TV through your iPad. Watch everything and go anywhere with the Hopper. Visit Design Electronics Radio Shack in Little Falls, your DISH authorized retailer, or call 320-632-1780.
Remote viewing requires internet connection and compatible mobile device. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Is your driveway or parking lot in rough shape? Are there unsightly cracks and potholes that need filling? Then you need to contact Mike Schaefer Seal Coating. A locally owned business in Pierce, Mike Schaefer Seal Coating offers quality work at a reasonable price. Give Mike Schaefer Seal Coating a call at 320-630-7041. That's 320-630-7041. Get that driveway or parking lot of yours in tip-top shape with Mike Schaefer Seal Coating of Pierce.
All right, bottom of the third, we got a tie ball game. It's Pierce 4, Belgrade, Brutnell, Rosa 4. Each team has had a three-run inning. Pierce got theirs in the first. Jaguars just put a three spot on the board in their half of the third. And for the Pioneers, second baseman Cody Meyer pops one up left side. Hinges battles the wind, still battling, and that's going to fall. Oh, boy, that one drifted all the way out to about 5-6 feet into center field. It looked like it was going to be right at the normal shortstop spot, and the ball just kept going. And it's going to be Cody Meyer's second hit of the ball game. And now it's the first baseman, Teddy Daler. Hit number 7. Short lead for Meyer, and pitches high, ball one. Daler struck out looking against Jacob Weller in the first inning. Weller now has given up 4 runs on 7 hits, and that was his 46th pitch of the afternoon. Runner goes, throw to second is in time. Out at second on a nice throw by Yeager, with Ohmscheid putting the tag on. And that is the first out of the inning. Meyer caught stealing. Pitch was a strike. And it's 1-1 to Daler. Ohmscheid fielding the throw from Yeager, and Meyer erased off the bases. And Daler takes one a little inside. 2-1. David Skiba on deck. We're in the bottom of the third, 4-4. BBE in town today. It's a season opener for BBE. They've yet to play a game. That one's in the dirt, 3-1 to the screen. Well, you know, it's funny. Baseball gods have a way of evening things up. Cody probably should have been out. Pop up to short, and gifted by a wind-aided single, ends up getting thrown out. That one's as well to the screen. Daler will go to first. He'll hustle in case catcher has some trouble in the backstop, but Yeager retrieves, picks it up, and Daler's aboard with a one-out walk. That is walk number 3 issued by right-hander Jacob Weller today. And it brings up the DH, David Skiba, who hit back to Weller to end the first. He bats for left fielder Colton Eichens in the DH spot. One on, one out. Weller misses well high to Skiba, the right-handed hitting DH. Pierce got a 3-run first, 1 in the 2nd. Jaguars a run in the 2nd, 3 in their half of the 3rd. And Skiba watches a strike on the outside corner, 1 ball, 1 strike. Weller, 1 strikeout and now 3 walks in the ballgame. 7 hits, 1 extra base hit, the Bozer RBI triple in the first. And that got David in the helmet, I think. Right off the front-facing ear flap. So, Daler to second, and Skiba to first, and now Eichens will go in and run. So, Skiba, and that will bring the coach Pat Illies to the mound for the Jaguars. Coach Shibluski at first, making sure that David was all right, and David didn't hesitate heading out of the box. He didn't, you know, bend over like he was dazed or anything. And it was kind of a breaking ball that just got away from Weller and got him, I think, about in the ear flap. So a visit to the mound. A visit between the coaches, Sayre and Shibluski as well. And now the umpires want the Pierce coaches to talk as well about something, and not sure what that conversation. It's probably. I won't even hazard a guess what that little visit was about. So Eichen's at first, Daler at second, and the batter is Nick Herold. Herold, a base hit, his first time up. Takes a strike, 0-1. Nick stole the base and scored.
Now's the time.
2-1, 1-out for the Pioneers, trying to get back in front. They led 3-0, 3-1, then 4-1. Now it's 4-4. Outside, Weller misses. 1-1 to the left-handed hitting Herold. Junior right fielder. On deck, Matt Taugis. Short lead by Eichen. There's a breaking ball. Hammer to right field. That ball is well hit. That ball is up against the wall. Harold's going to drive home two. He's going to turn on the second gear. Nick's going to go for a triple, and he is going to get there. Harold with a triple to right, scores two, and it's 6-4. Boy, Nick, that's probably as hard as Nick can hit the ball. One hopper almost right to where Noah Bozer hit his. The 345 sign in right center. Boy, he turned on that one. So Daler scores. Eichen scores. And the Pioneers have their second triple of the ball game. And here's Matt Taugis. Walked. They put the squeeze on. And they're going to get the run. Safe. Harold slides in. Taugis with a squeeze bunt. And it's 7-4. Good execution. So Harold scores with a hand first slide to the inside part of the bag or the foul territory side of home plate. And Matt Taugis drives in a run. And now the top of the order, the shortstop, Lane Gertz, has walked, flown to center, stolen a base, and scored 0 for 1. There's a strike called, throw to second, safe. Taugis with a steal. So Taugis will get an RBI on the sacrifice. All right, so actually a fielder's choice. Well, it'll be a sacrifice bunt, so no at-bat to Matt. A fielder's choice. The pitcher chose to try and throw home and didn't get him. So Taugis at second with one out. Three are in. And Gertz. A pie. Ball and a strike. The pitch on the steal attempt was a strike. This one is a ball. So a good answer by the Pioneers. They've gotten those three back, and their lead is back to three. Breaking ball behind the head of Gertz. 2-1. Gertz walked, stole a base, and scored on a Noah Bozer triple in the first inning. He flew out to center in the second inning. 2-1. Taugis at second, the pitch. Ground ball left side, foul. 2-2 to Lane Gertz. On deck, the pitcher, Aaron Weber. We're in the home half of the third here at Legion Park. Piers 7, BBE 4. A two-run triple by Nick Herold and a squeeze bunt by Matt Taugis, bringing home the runs this inning. Here's the Weller pitch. Tomahawk flare, left field, coming on. Wozmik won't get it. It's down for a hit. Taugis got a good read on that ball and checks in at third. And it's a base hit for Lane Gertz. And it's first and third for Aaron Weber. Third hit of the inning and the ninth of the game for the Pioneers. Here's the pitcher, Weber. He had a single to center last time up. He's flown to center as well, 1-for-2. Sharply hit, base hit in front of Bitson in center. We'll see if they're sending Gertz at some point as Weber leaves one high, ball one from Weller. Second three-run inning of the ball game in three innings for the Pioneers, who've now scored in every inning. Three in the first, one in the second, and three here in the third. From the set comes Weller. Gertz is running. Pitch is up and in. Jaeger's throw cut off. No, it got through, and holding, though, is Talgis. It looked like Olmscheid wanted to cut that one off, and the throw was low and skipped by him. Shortstop Heintjes backing things up. Talgis holding at third. And it's now second and third, first base open, and a 2-0 count to Aaron Weber. Could really help himself here with a base hit. Fastball well outside. Good stop by Adam Jaeger, the catcher. 3-0. Three balls, no strikes. First base now open with a steal by Gertz, his second of the ball game. Breaking ball inside corner for a called strike. 3-1 to Weber. On deck, Noah Bolzer. This is a real big spot here for Weller. Wozmik playing in and left. Straight away in center, Bitson. 3-1 pitch down the line to right. That's going to get at least one home, depending if... And it got away from the right fielder. That's going to score two. It's going to be a 9-4 Pioneer lead. A sharply hit ball by Weber. And that scores both Talgis and Gertz to make it 9-4, and it's a 5-run inning for Piers. A 2-run double. That ball took one hop to Tanner Halverson out in right and kind of took a sideways hop, and it's really a tough play for Halverson. It was a hard hit. And the ground probably still kind of hard in spots out there, and Halverson had a kick away from him towards the foul line, and that allowed both runs to score. One was going to score for sure as Bolzer takes one high, 1-0. We've got Lochner running at second now for Weber. Ethan Lochner. Bolzer is 2-for-2, driven in two. High, but a strike. Says home plate ump as he raises the right fist. 1-1, an RBI triple and an RBI single for Bolzer today. Runner at second. Five runs are in. There's a roller to first. Arsenal off the bag. You'll have one play, and that's to the pitcher. Weller coming over to cover the bag. He does advance Lochner to third for the second out of the inning. 3-1 on the putout. The first out of the inning, you go back, it was Cody Meyer thrown out trying to steal after Cody had led off with a fly ball single into shallow center that drifted away from the shortstop, Heintjes, and dropped for a hit. So here is the ninth man of the inning to bat, Matt Kummet. Both teams bat around in the third. Jaguars batted 9, scored 3. The Pioneers have sent their ninth man to the plate now. They've already scored 5 this inning. 1-0 to Matt, who was an RBI single and hit into a double play. Takes a strike, 1-1. Jaguars turned a 4-6-3 inning-ending double play, and Matt's at-bat in the second inning. The left-handed hitting catcher. Lochner at third, two down, and the pitch is fisted behind short. Heintjes will drift back. He'll make that catch, and that retires the Pioneers. But a good answer for Piers in their half of the third. They score 5 times. The big hit, well, one of them, a 2-run triple by Nick Herold, a 2-run double by Aaron Weber, and a squeeze bunt by Matt Talgis, plating the 5 runs. And at the end of three full at Piers Legion Park, it's now Piers 9, BBE 4.
Insurance is simply a promise to help people get back to normal after a loss. Schulmer Insurance and Pioneer Lake Mutual have been keeping our promises to local families for years with quality coverage from Farm Mutual Insurance. We live and work here, so you know that we will do all that we can to help our neighbors. To experience the many advantages of working with a local insurance company and agent, call your local Farm Mutual Insurance agent, Howie Schulmer, at 468-252.
When you're looking for a healthy snack for the family, look no further than Pepperidge Farm. Goldfish crackers, cheese crisps, pretzel thins, wheat crisps, and golden butter crackers. Always baked and never fried. And to satisfy your sweet tooth, don't forget to grab a bag or two of Pepperidge Farm's exceptional cookies, such as Milano's, Chocolate Chunk, Dessert Shop Cookies, Geneva's, and Sweet and Simple Cookies, just to name a few. Pepperidge Farm, available through Central Minnesota Distribution, is the official snack food of You Are There Sports.
This is Dave Rushlow from the Pierce Fire Department. Did you know that more than 4,000 Americans died in home fires last year? In most cases, the home did not have a working smoke alarm. A sounding smoke alarm gives you the extra seconds you need to get out of your home alive. Install and maintain a smoke alarm on every level of your home, replace the battery every year, and check it every 6 months is a simple way to help keep you and your family better protected 24/7. This message is brought to you by the Pierce Fire Department, and You Are There Sports.
We head to the top of the fourth inning here at Pierce Legion Park. The score, Pierce 9, and Belgrade Brutnell Roosevelt 4. And leading off for the Jaguars, center fielder Dalen Bitson, followed by Jordan Wasmick and Adrian Belden. Aaron Weber has thrown 59 pitches in 3 innings. He has struck out 2, walked 3, hit a batter. And the first pitch of the fourth inning is low. Bitson's 2-for-2 today. Singles in the first and third. He scored a run in the third inning. Here's the 1-0 pitch. Swing and a miss. Took something off a fastball. Had Bitson out in front. 1-1. Pioneers with 9 runs, 11 hits, no errors, 4 left. 4 runs, 6 hits, 1 Jaguar error. There's a pop-up. Kummet, the catcher, the pitcher, Weber calling for it, and that's a fair ball catch about 60 of the 90 feet up the first base line. 1 down. So for the first time today, Dalen Bitson gets retired on a pop-up. 1 away, and here's the left fielder, Jordan Wasmick. Wasmick has grounded to second and struck out 0-for-2. Left-handed hitting left fielder. There's some warm-up action here for the Jaguars behind their dugout. I would assume it's a fielding position player because they don't send anybody down to the bullpen to warm up, so likely not a pitching change, just somebody getting loose to get in the ball game. First pitch, strike to Wasmick. Still that wind blowing in from left. And Weber, he went on that. I believe he went. Umpire asked for an appeal, Matt. Well, he called that a ball. Ooh, I certainly thought he offered it that. 1-1. Here's the Weber 1-1 pitch. That one's belt high, strike called. 1-2 to the left-handed hitting Jordan Wasmick. Bases empty, 1 down, top of the fourth, 9-4, Pioneers with the lead. Here's the wind in the pitch, breaking ball, strike 3 called inside corner. Weber rings up Wasmick for the second time today. 2 down, and the DH, the bearded Belden, will bat. He's flown to center, singled and scored. Singled and scored, and part of that 3-run third that the Jaguars put together. They ended up leaving the bases full. He lifts a fly ball towards left center. Bozer tracking, gets there on the run. Our first 1-2-3 inning is in the books. 3 up, 3 down go the Jags. And at the end of 3.5, it's Pierce 9, BBE 4.
The Pierce Pioneers have built a solid foundation of excellence with hard work, teamwork, and dedication to their craft. To help you get your foundation off to a solid start, contact Gertz Concrete in Piers. With a wide range of services available like sidewalks, driveways, garage floors, patios, steps, and so much more. Contact Darren or Calvin today to get started at 320-360-2212. Gertz Concrete wants to say good luck, Pioneers.
Did you know the second leading cause of fire death for older adults is heating? Hi, I'm Dave Rushel from the Piers Fire Department. To make sure you'll stay warm and safe this winter, follow these life-saving tips. When buying a space heater, look for the auto-off feature should the heater fall over. Keep space heaters at least 3 feet away from other objects. Your fireplace should have a screen large enough to catch flying sparks and rolling logs. This message was brought to you by the Piers Fire Department, and you are their sports.
Are you in need of electrical work? If you are, the place to go is West Buckman Electric. Whitey Funk and Tom Milner have over 20 years of experience in the electrical field. So if you're remodeling or building something new, whether it's residential, commercial, or agricultural, call Whitey or Tom at 320-468-2742. That's West Buckman Electric at 320-468-2742. Wishing the Piers Pioneers the best of luck.
Hello, Pioneer sports fans. I'm Dave Fisher with RE/MAX Central. I'd like to take this opportunity to talk to you about a home I recently listed in Piers. This is a three-story, four-bedroom, three-bath home located on a corner lot. This home features a three-stall garage, underground sprinkler system, and a pond in the backyard. For more information on this home or any other home you might be interested in, give me, Dave Fisher, a call at 320-232-7771.
We've got a new Belgrade Brutna Rosa pitcher. It's Dalen Bitson on the pitch, and the first batter he will face is second baseman Cody Meyer, and he takes ball one. Piers leading 9-4 as we head to the bottom of the fourth. Right-hander Bitson fouled at the plate by Meyer. It's a ball and a strike. Cody's 2-for-2 today, a couple of singles he's been caught stealing. Piers 9 runs, 10 hits, no errors, 4 left. 4 runs, 6 hits, an error for the Jaguars, 6 stranded. Leading off, Cody Meyer, followed by Teddy Daler, and then David Skiba. 2-1, next pitch is low from Bitson. For Jacob Weller, he'll go 3 innings today, allow 9 runs, 10 hits, a strikeout, 3 walks, and he hit a batter. Piers coming off a 5-run bottom of the third to break a 4-4 tie. Fastball low and outside. 3-1 to senior Cody Meyer. I would guess we'll see Cody on Thursday against Holdingford. Here's the 3-1 pitch from Bitson. Fouled at the plate. 3-2. Sharp breaking ball as it came to home by Bitson. Full count to Meyer. Trying to see the number on the new center fielder. Bitson had started the game in center, now pitching. Here's the payoff pitch. He chased that one. Weakly rolled a second. Gobbled up there by Olmscheid. He'll throw him out. One away. It is Ryan Wiener out in center field. Yes, number six. So Meyer probably had ball four there, and he reached for one out of the zone and rolled it weakly to second to start the inning. One out. Brings up first baseman Teddy Daler. Teddy has struck out looking, walked, and scored a run. Part of that 5-run inning in the third. Inside, Bitson misses 1-0. 9-4 in the bottom of inning four. Piers with a 1-1 record. This is the conference opener for both teams. It's also the season opener for Belgrade Brutna Rosa. Up high, 2-1. I think the wind has maybe died down just a bit. David Skiba's on deck. One out, base is empty, and Daler rips one foul past Dan Sayre at third. Two balls and a strike now to Daler, playing first today. Pierce coming off a 9-3 loss at Albany Friday, but not as one-sided as that score indicates. It was 3-2 in the sixth, and then a couple of execution plays cost the Pioneers as Daler takes one in the dirt. 3-1. I was talking to Aaron Weber in the dugout, asking him what happened there Friday. I was doing the Piers Little Falls softball game Friday, and he said, we just didn't execute a couple of times, and it hurt us late in that ball game against Albany. And there's ball four inside to Daler. A one-out walk here in the fourth. We'll bring up David Skiba, the DH. So Skiba hit by a pitch last time up. He's also hit back to the pitcher today. Colt Nyshens ran for Skiba and eventually scored in that inning in the third. Pioneers have scored in every inning this afternoon. You're going to win a lot of games if you keep up that kind of statistic. Here's the Bitson pitch, and it's low. One ball to Skiba. Daler at first, being kept alert over there by assistant coach Rick Shabluski. That ball is just off the plate outside. Two balls, no strikes to number 7 hitting, David Skiba. Older brother Robbie, I see down in the bleachers, watching his younger brother bat here. Robbie and the track team off today. Finished up practice, so they're in attendance. There's time, and they're going to call a balk. They're going to get Bitson for a balk here and send Daler to second. Base umpire Pat Goldenick immediately threw the hands up, signaling balk. So a runner in scoring position here for Skiba and the Pioneers. 2-0 the count. Daler gets his secondary lead out there. And that got him in the helmet, in the ear flap again. Different pitcher, same result. Skiba has been hit twice in the front ear flap. First and second, and again, David doesn't show any signs, and now Eichen's out of the dugout. He's going to run again. Skiba gives a little salute as he comes off the field. Wow. There's nothing uncommon about getting hit multiple times, but in the same spot in the head? There's a swing and a miss by Nick Harold, who crushed a two-run triple his last time up. He's also singled and scored two runs. Big day going for Nick Harold today. 2 for 2, 2 RBIs, a stolen base, and 2 runs. Here's the set, and the pitch by Bitson took something off and had Nick waving at that one out in front. 2 strikes now to Nick Harold, the junior right fielder. Daler takes a step off second. That puts him about 14 feet off the bag with those long legs. Up high, 1-2. Daler reached on a walk, was balked to second. And then Skiba got plunked again right in the helmet. Here's the pitch to Harold on 1-2. Swing and a miss. Down goes Harold. The ball was maybe a little low. Nick chased. Bitson's got his first strikeout. It's the second out of the inning. And it brings up the third baseman, Matt Tauges. I think those are pelicans up there? Or cranes? Those are cranes, I think, flying overhead. There's a swing and a miss. Yes, it's the Nature Channel. Boy, all the clouds have cleared out as well, haven't they? Nothing but blue skies. Runners go. The pitch is bunted to third, and it's foul. 2 strikes. Daler back to second. Eichens back to first. It was an RBI sacrifice squeeze bunt by Matt last inning. He's also walked. Two strikes, 2 outs, 2 on. Here in a 9-4 Piers lead in the fourth. Here's the wind of the pitch low. Jaeger saves the runners from advancing on a wild pitch. 1 ball, 2 strikes. Piers is at Holding Ford Thursday in baseball action. Softball as well Thursday. We'll have the baseball game for you right here. And then Friday, Foley comes here. That one, pretty good pitch. And Bitson thought he had it. He was walking towards the dugout. 2-2. We've seen that pitch called a strike a couple of times today. Two balls, two strikes. Here's Bitson's offering here, and it's low. Good stop by Yeager again. Full count. Runners will leave on the pitch now. 3-2, two outs. Daler the lead runner. Eichen's the trailing runner. A couple of pretty good wrestlers out there. Here's Bitson. Runners take off. Pitch outside. They're loaded. Second walk taken by Taugis today, and it brings up Lane Gertz. Second walk this inning, and every runner on base is a free pass. Two walks and a hit batter to fill the bases. Lane Gertz can really blow this one open. Base hit last time up. He has scored a couple, stolen a couple. Takes a Bitson fastball down the middle for strike one. Daler, Eichens, Taugis filling the bases. Working from the wind is Bitson. The 0-1 fastball hit hard to left. That's going to get over Wasbeck's head. Running hard is Taugis into third on the two-run double by Lane Gertz. And that one was absolutely smoked. He one-hopped it to the wall in left into the wind. That's how hard that ball was hit. I didn't think we'd see a ball hit anywhere close to the fence today in left. And Gertz, on a different day with different wind conditions, probably would have had his first homer of the year right there. That was an absolute blast. It drives home two and makes it 11-4. And Weber now becomes the batter, and he takes a strike. Daler scores. Eichen scores. Taugis goes first to third. And the pitch from Bitson, low, 1-1. Boy, run scoring extra base hits today. RBI triple for Bozer in the first. There's Weber fouling one down the line and right. Arsenault over to look, but it's going to get out. Two-run triple for Nick Herald in the third. A two-run double by Aaron Weber in the third. And now a two-run double by Lane Gertz in the fourth. Four extra base run-scoring hits today for the Pioneers. Two-strike pitch, and Yeager again has to smother an offering from Dalen Bitson. 2-2, second and third. Boy, that might have been the hardest hit ball. There's a ground ball up the middle. Olmscheid can't field it. It's in the center. Two runs are going to score. It's a four-run inning, and it's 13-4. Taugis scores. Gertz scores. Weber will drive in his third and fourth runs of the game on his third hit of the game. A line drive up the middle with Olmscheid, the second baseman, trying to backhand it near the bag, and it just eluded him and skipped into center. Two more runs score. Running at first, Lochner on the courtesy run, and Bozer swings and misses 0-1. Noah has two hits. Here's the 0-1 from Bitson to Bozer, low and inside, 1-1. Boy, the top four in the batting order. Two hits for Gertz, three for Weber, two for Bozer, one for Kummet. Low, 2-1. Cody Meyer, add him, top five in the batting order. Cody's got two hits. 10 hits from your top five guys. Throw to first, Lochner back. There are two outs here. But a five-run inning in the third is followed up by a four-run inning here in the fourth. Here's one to the screen. No chance there for Yeager. And now into second goes Lochner. And a 3-1 count to Bozer. Now you're looking at if the Pioneers can pick up this run here. It would put it into the 10-run category and put the Pioneers three outs from victory. Here's the pitch to Bozer. He watches ball four low. First and second, and Matt Kummet will come up. Second inning in a row, the Pioneers will bat around. And it has been control issues here for Bitson. That is his third walk of the inning, and he also has hit a man, and he's given up two hits. So, Comet, a chance here. 1-for-3. Watches a strike. 0-1. Fastball reared back by Dalen Bitson. Started the game in center, took over for Jacob Weller here to begin this fourth. He's a right-hander. Sets, comes home. Comet watches it, break down and in at the feet. Ball and a strike. On deck is Cody Meyer. Pierce out hitting BBE 12-6 this afternoon. Took something off and dropped it in. 1-2 to Matt Comet, the catcher. RBI single in the first. Bounced into an inning-ending double play in the second. Popped to short in the third and watches it outside. 2-2. If you remember back, Bitson thought he had an inning-ending called third strike a couple of batters ago, and it has come apart since then. That one is outside, and now it's a full count to Matt Comet. Runners again will leave on the offering. Lochner at second, Bozer at first. Here's the payoff pitch. There go the runners. The pitch, swing and a miss, out on strikes. Comet strikes out, but the Pioneers again bat around for the second inning in a row. They add four more runs, and they lead it now over Belgrade Brutinel-Rosa after four complete. It's Piers 13, BBE 4.
When's the last time you cuddled up by a warm fire and sipped tea while reading your car insurance policy? You have better things to do than worry about insurance. And no one knows that more than Rosie Prisbilla at Marshick Insurance Agency, your local independent insurance agent. They'll take the time to get to know you because they're part of your community. And by offering personal guidance on insurance for your car, home, and valuables from a wide range of companies like Travelers, they'll help you choose insurance that's just right for you. For a free, no-obligation quote, contact Rosie Prisbilla at Marshick Insurance Agency at 320-632-2328.
Spring has hopefully sprung, and we are celebrating with great Verizon wireless deals. Hi, this is Sarah from Design Electronics Radio Shack, your Verizon authorized wireless retailer. Maybe it's time to do a little spring cleaning with your smartphone and upgrade to the latest devices, like the Droid Turbo by Motorola or the Samsung Galaxy Note 4. Come into Design Electronics Radio Shack on the east side of Little Falls and get your new Verizon wireless phone today.
New two-year activation, upgrade, early termination, and other fees may apply. Coverage
details.
Hi, this
is Brenda from Becker Screen Printing and Design in Pierce. Mitch and I would like to thank our loyal customers from the past 9 years and invite new clients to discover how we can help you. We provide quality garments with friendly service and are here to help you every step of the way. Bring in your logo or have us design one for you. We provide screen printing and embroidery on small orders such as parties and family reunions, as well as large orders for businesses, events, and athletic organizations. We provide a wide variety of garments, t-shirts, polo shirts, sweatshirts, burnouts, jackets, and more. Stop in or call Mitch or Brenda today at the clothesline and Becker Screen.
We're back at Piers Legion Park. We've got a pitching change for Coach Dan Sayre and the Pioneers. They're bringing Colton Eichens in to deliver the first pitch of the fifth. Eichens will take over for Aaron Weber. Weber leaves the game, and Ethan Lochner is in and left. So Eichens will face the first baseman, Cole Arsenault, to begin the fifth. 13-4, Piers with the lead, and the first pitch fisted out of play. One strike. So Aaron Weber in line for a win in his first start. Eichens delivers a fastball, moves him off the plate, about belt high, 1-1. Four innings for Aaron Weber today. He'll allow four runs, all of them earned, on six hits. Swing and a miss. Good fastball from Colton. 1-2. Swinging over the top was Arsenault. Arsenault has walked and grounded a third today. 0-for-1. Aaron struck out three, walked three, and hit a batter in his four innings. Breaking ball rolled off the plate. Gloved by Eichens in front of the mound to Daler. One out. Just to the third base side of the front of the mound. And Eichens has his first out. One down. And it brings up the BBE right fielder, Tanner Halverson. He singled and scored in the second was hit by a pitch with the bases loaded to force in a run in the Jaguars' three-run third that tied the game at 4-4. But it's been all Pierce since then as Halverson takes ball one. Pierce answered that three-run third with a four-run inning of their own. Actually, a five-run third and now four in the fourth. So they've now scored nine unanswered runs to break up that 4-4 tie. Next pitch, a strike, and it's 1-2. Halverson will be followed by Zach Schmitz in the BBE order. Jaguars get Eden Valley Watkins Thursday, New London Spicer Friday. Piers at Holdingford Thursday, here against Foley Friday. Both games right here on You Are There Sports. Strike three inside corner. Eichens paints the corner. Two quick outs for Eichens. And it brings up the third baseman, Zach Schmitz. Schmitz walked in the second. RBI single in the third. He's 1-for-1. Two outs, bases empty, and Eichens delivers. Ground ball left side to his left. Gobbled up by Tauges to first. Nice play by Matt Tauges, and a good first inning by Eichens, who dashes off the mound with a very efficient fifth. Three up, three down at the end of 4.5. A run ends it for the Pioneers. They lead BBE 13-4.
The Pierce Pioneers have built a solid foundation of excellence with hard work, teamwork, and dedication to their craft. To help you get your foundation off to a solid start, contact Gertz Concrete in Pierce. With a wide range of services available like sidewalks, driveways, garage floors, patios, steps, and so much more, contact Darren or Calvin today to get started at 320-360-2212. Gertz Concrete wants to say good luck, Pioneers.
Some insurance companies don't know beans about farming. The staff at Schomer Insurance, however, has years of experience dealing with the complex protection needs of farmers. Schomer Insurance has protected farm families with quality farm mutual insurance for years. We back up our broad insurance coverages with friendly local service. Call Schomer Insurance today at 468-2525 to receive farm insurance from someone who will be here when you need them and discover the many benefits of working with a local insurance company.
For building projects large and small, see the good people at Bob's Lumber and Supply in Pierce. They offer computerized drafting and 3D design, material estimating, paint, hardware, and for those building projects, whether it's that new home you've been dreaming of, an addition, garage, ag buildings, or remodeling, Bob's Lumber and Supply in Pierce should be your first stop. Visit their website at bobslumber.com. Bob's Lumber and Supply says, go Pioneers!
Leading off the bottom of the fifth inning is Cody Meyer. Meyer's 2-for-3 today, and he ground ball fair inside the third base bag. A three-hit game for Cody. He'll be held to a single as Wozmik plays it back in, but Cody Meyer leads off with a base hit just fair. So he and Weber with three-hit days, and that's 13 hits for the Pioneers today. They have swung the bats well. Here's Teddy Daler. Teddy, one of the guys that does not have a hit. Daler with the game-ending run. Now at first, and Teddy changes that hitless day with one of his own. He spanks a single to left. Meyer into second. Back-to-back singles here to begin the bottom of the fifth. And now Colton Eichens will get an at-bat. Eichens has done a little courtesy running today. He's on in relief of Aaron Weber now as the pitcher. And the game-ending run at second with nobody out. Swing and a miss. Colton up there aggressively swinging 0-1. Dalen Bitson, second Jaguar pitcher to work today. Jacob Weller started, went three, allowed nine runs on 10 hits. Bitson delivers low. Good stop by Yeager. He's had a workout. Both catchers today have had their work cut out for him. JV game is over. Saw them shake hands. So here comes the Jaguar bus headed this way. And they might not have to wait long as the Pioneers are two bases away from ending this one by way of the 10-run rule. 1-2 as Eichens took a strike there from Bitson. On deck would be Nick Harold. The 1-2 pitch, Bitson to Eichens. Fly ball right field. That ball is well hit, turns him around, and it's over his head. And that likely is going to end the game as Dan Sayre waves Cody Meyer around. And that's the final. The Pioneers end it on an RBI double by Colton Eichens. The final score. Piers 14, BBE 4 in 5 innings today. The game-ending RBI double by Eichens. We'll be back and begin the post-game show after this.
If you're looking for concrete work in central Minnesota, contact Premium Concrete of Piers. Premium Concrete is a small concrete company that does residential, agricultural, and light commercial concrete work. It's owned and operated by Chris Young and Matt Seppelt, and together they have 17 years of combined experience in the concrete industry. They're a full-service company doing footings, block, floors, driveways, sidewalks, patios, steps, and specializing in decorative concrete. They pride themselves on providing premium service and quality work. Call Matt or Chris. Chris's number is 292-9635, or Matt's number is 293-2893, or visit them on the web at www.premiumconcretemn.com.
This is Andrew Hattridge from Select Therapy. If you need physical therapy, look no further than our clinic right here in Pierce. We are locally owned and physical therapist owned, enabling our staff to provide the exact care you need when you need it. We treat everything from orthopedic injuries, post-surgical rehab, mobility and balance training, and neck and back pain. We are open Monday through Friday, offer a convenient schedule, and work with all major insurance companies. Stop by our clinic in the Horizon Health Building or give us a call at 468-0183 to see why Select Therapy is your first choice for physical therapy.
The Insurance Shop, with offices in Piers and Foley, would like to ask you these simple questions. Are you adequately covered in the event that you're involved in an auto accident? What are your limits of liability? If you're injured or cause injury, are you covered? What members of your household are covered? Are you maximizing your savings under your current policy? For answers to these questions and more, contact the Insurance Shop. Ron works with 15 different auto companies, so he's able to find you the best policy to fit your auto insurance needs. In the Piers area, call him at 468-6177, and in the Foley area, give him a call at 968-6217. The Insurance Shop, your independent insurance agent, a proud supporter of our local student athletes.
Is your driveway or parking lot in rough shape? Are there unsightly cracks and potholes that need filling? Then you need to contact Mike Schaefer Seal Coating. A locally owned business in Piers, Mike Schaefer Seal Coating offers quality work at a reasonable price. Give Mike Schaefer Seal Coating a call at 320-630-7041. That's 320-630-7041. Get that driveway or parking lot of yours in tip-top shape with Mike Schaefer Seal Coating of Piers.
Hello, Pioneer fans. This is Dalton Brzezinka, a senior at Piers High School. The Piers Activities Department would like to thank all of the coaches, volunteer coaches, workers, and fans that helped make all of the seasons successful so far. We would also like to thank all the sponsors and businesses that took out ads in our sports brochure for their continued support in Pioneer Athletics. With the spring sports season in full swing, we encourage all of you to get out and check out the action. Our student athletes will work very hard to represent our school and the community in a first-class style. So come out and support these boys and girls this spring. It is also great.
Are you in need of electrical work? If you are, the place to go is West Buckman Electric. Whitey Funk and Tom Milner have over 20 years of experience in the electrical field. So if you're remodeling or building something new, whether it's residential, commercial, or agricultural, call Whitey or Tom at 320-468-2742. That's West Buckman Electric at 320-468-2742. Wishing the Piers Pioneers the best of luck.
All right, we're back where the Piers Pioneers have opened up Central Minnesota Conference play with a win this afternoon, and they do it in impressive style. They 10-run the visiting BBE Jaguars. 14-4 is your final score. For the Pioneers, they will score 14 runs on 15 hits. They play errorless defense today. They strand a total of 8 runners. The winning pitcher is Aaron Weber, the junior, in his first start of the year. Goes 4 innings, allows 4 runs, all of them earned, 6 hits. He struck out 3, walked 3. He hit a batter. Colt Nations goes 1 inning in relief. He pitched the top of the 5th, a 1-2-3 inning with 1 strikeout among those 3 outs recorded for Colton. For the Jaguars, they score 4 runs, 6 hits. They commit 1 error. That was an errant pickoff throw in the first inning. They left 6 men on base. Pierce scored 3 in the first inning. An RBI triple by Noah Bozer brought home Lane Gertz. And then an RBI single by Matt Kummet made it 2-0. And the third run of that inning came in on a wild pitch with Lochner coming home on a wild pitch by the starter for the Jaguars, Jacob Weller. 3-0 after 1. Jaguars got their first run in the second inning. A one-out single put Tanner Halverson at base, followed up by a couple of walks. And then Adam Yeager, a little fly ball down the left field line, dropped. And everybody was waiting to see what was going to happen. The play came into third. They ended up getting a force at third. A run scored on the play, so the rare fielder's choice from left field to third for a force. That made it 3-1. Piers made it 4-1 in the second, an RBI single by Noah Bozer. Scored Nick Harold. Jaguars tied it up with their best inning. They scored 3 in the top of the third. And they left the bases loaded. They had a bases loaded hit by pitch to Tanner Halverson, Zach Schmitz with an RBI single, and Adam Yeager with an RBI single, as the Jaguars then tied it at 4-4. In the bottom of the third, Piers came right back, though, with a big run inning of their own. They scored 5 times in that inning. A 2-run triple by Nick Harold, a squeeze bunt by Matt Tauges, and a 2-run double by Aaron Weber. Piers had a 9-4 lead after 3. And then they made it 13-4 with 4 runs in the fourth inning. A 2-run double by Lane Gertz, followed up by a 2-run single by Aaron Weber in that inning. And then the final run came in the bottom of the fifth to end the game. A leadoff single by Cody Meyer. Teddy Daler followed with a base hit. And then Colt Nations with a game-ending double to bring home Meyer with the 10th run of the 10-run difference maker. 14-4 is your final score. 2 hits, 3 runs today for Lane Gertz. Couple of stolen bases, 2 RBIs. Aaron Weber, 3-hit day, 4 RBIs. Noah Bozer, couple of hits, 2 RBIs, on base 3 times, scored a run. Matt Kummet with a base hit and a run scored and an RBI. Cody Meyer has 3 hits today, scores a run. Teddy Daler scores a couple of runs, had a 1-for-2 afternoon. David Skiba, a heads-up day, got hit in the head twice. Colt Nations ends the game with an RBI double. Nick Harold, a nice game. He goes 2-for-3, 2-run triple. Stole the base, scored 2, drove in 2. Matt Tauges drives in a run with a squeeze bunt. He also walked twice and scored 2. So up and down the lineup, Pioneers get plenty of contributions today in their 14-4 win. Good start to the conference season. Piers 1-0. They'll go to Holding Ford on Thursday to face the Huskers in Game 2 of CMC play. Piers now 2-1. Overall, in this 2015 spring season, the Jaguars, this is their season opener, so they are now both 0-1 in the CMC, and overall, they play Eden Valley Watkins on Thursday. Our next broadcast coming up is Thursday from Holding Ford, Piers and the Huskers in baseball action. 4:30 scheduled start, and according to all the forecasts I've seen, looks like a good week weather-wise. We should have no problem getting the games in. Friday, we're back here with the Foley Falcons coming over for baseball action. Piers in 5, 14-4. Weber gets the win. Jacob Weller, the starter, takes the loss. Weller goes 3. Dalen Bitson pitched 1-plus inning today. Thanks for listening, everyone. We'll see you Thursday. It'll be Piers and Holding Ford in baseball here on You Are Their Sports.